Good morning. May it please the court. This appeal arose from the denial of Mr. Castingay's petition to proceed in form of papyrus. There were two reasons, really, that would warrant the denial of that petition. The district court presented one. In its brief, the state argued...
The court decided on venue, didn't they?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Is venue one of the reasons given in the statute for denial of IFP?
Your Honor, the statute provides that there are two bases to deny IFP status. One is there must be a demonstration that they don't have the funds to proceed.
The second is that he had the funds, and there's no objection to that one.
Correct, Your Honor. Okay. The second basis is that it's frivolous. I think it's reasonable to interpret then that the district court considered venue as a basis to find his claim frivolous in this instance.
So does it boil down? We'd have to find that venue can be based on, well, that frivolous is a statutory basis, so we'd have to say venue is part of frivolous?
Yes, Your Honor. And I think that the statutory scheme may contemplate that. The statutory provisions impose the cost associated with IFP litigants proceedings upon the county in which the claim is brought. So a court, in order to avoid burdening the taxpayers with litigation that should not be brought properly in their county, I think can reasonably consider venue as a basis for denying litigant IFP status. Alternatively, the court could affirm the denial of Castingway's petition for IFP status on the grounds that the record indicates that his underlying conviction for first-degree sexual assault remains valid. Castingway brought a civil claim for monetary damages under Section 1983. However, he failed to allege, and he cannot allege, that the underlying conviction for first degree of sexual assault has been invalidated or otherwise overturned. Before a civil claim can be brought under Section 1983, a prerequisite for that claim is that the underlying conviction has been overturned. Otherwise, you have conflicting opinions from a criminal proceeding and a civil proceeding, because by its nature, the claim that he's making, that there was exculpatory evidence withheld by the prosecution, would indicate that he's in fact innocent of the conviction or the criminal charges that were brought against him. Castingway brought this claim against the state in the U.S. District Court for the District of Nebraska. I think the record in this case provides the basis for the court to make this finding, but in any event, the court could take judicial notice of Docket 411 CV 3145, where Castingway brought a petition for a writ of habeas corpus alleging the same claim and was denied. In its brief, the state argued that the district court had a broader degree of discretion pursuant to the three-strike statute, and upon further review, it's apparent that that statute does not yet apply, and so the state would withdraw that argument. If there are no further questions, the state rests. Thank you
very much. Our next case of the day is Sokol versus Sokol.